Welcome to All About Books on NET Radio. I'm your host, Pat Leach, director of Lincoln City Libraries. I chose the book, Hunger, A Memoir of My Body, by Roxane Gay because it's on the 2018 American Library Association Notable Books List. I was especially interested in this memoir because Roxane Gay has Nebraska ties. Although her family moved often due to her father's work as a civil engineer, his company's home base was Omaha, and she attended the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Here are some excerpts from the short opening chapters. She writes, "Everybody has a story and a history. Here I offer mine with a memoir of my body and my hunger. Then, the story of my body is not a story of triumph. This is not a weight loss memoir. There will be no picture of a thin version of me, my slender body emblazoned across this book's cover, with me standing in one leg of my former, fatter self's jeans. This is not a book that will offer motivation. Then, at my heaviest, I weighed 577 pounds at 6'3" tall. That is a staggering number, one I can hardly believe, but at one point, that was the truth of my body. And then here's the paragraph that makes up all of Chapter 5. What you need to know is that my life is split in two, cleaved not so neatly. There is the before and the after. Before I gained weight, after I gained weight. Before I was raped, after I was raped. These introduce many of the themes that run throughout the book. The impact of being gang raped by her boyfriend and his friends when she was 12 and she told nobody for years. Her response by gaining a lot of weight and the self-protection it provided. The ways in which it is difficult in practical ways to be so heavy. The impact of how others see her and talk about her. The difficulty she has in accepting that others love her. The dangerous and potentially self-destructive behavior she sometimes engaged in, the impact of being female and Black, and as she calls herself, fat, in America, and her ongoing reflections about whether she wants to lose weight and why she chooses not to, and why she continues to think about that. Gay has quite a varied experience writing. She's published two well-regarded novels and a collection of essays titled Bad Feminist, which was a bestseller. She's written two titles in the Black Panther Wakanda series by Marvel Comics. She's written for various online magazines and also appears on many television programs as a feminism, race, and pop culture commentator. What I found especially interesting in this memoir is that Gay doesn't structure it as a here's my big problem and how I solved it story. Instead, she takes more of a here's my big problem, here's how it started, here's how I live with it, and what I'm thinking about it, not that I expect myself to take decisive action about it. And what that created for me as the reader, in what I see as a fairly brilliant move, was an ongoing sense of tension. People tend to tell stories in the vein of how something is resolved. This book is Gay's exploration of being in the midst of a problem and sometimes asking whether her weight really is the problem. She reflects on how her life might change if she lost significant weight. She wonders about bariatric surgery, but is turned off by how it is presented when she and her father visit a clinic. The title of the book, Hunger, points to what the core problem is, and also points to some of the most poignant aspects of her exploration. She writes, "I know what it means to hunger without being hungry. My father believes hunger is in the mind. I know differently. I know that hunger is in the mind and the body and the heart and the soul." Gay is a very public figure, making television and other public appearances regularly. Her size draws attention. In some ways, I see this book as her answers to questions she knows people are thinking. That is, what's going on privately within this public person who is so large. I also suspect that a person who is a writer naturally turns to writing to explore her world. I hope that this process of writing about the rape and all that followed allowed her to develop new insights into herself. But I wouldn't want to give the impression that this is simply a stream of consciousness, personal story, and not the well-crafted book it is. She has written this in 88 numbered but untitled chapters, divided into 6 numbered but untitled sections. Each chapter reads like a short essay. They do depend on information shared previously, so aren't exactly standalone. As I was going back over this book to mark some excerpts that had stood out to me, I ended up reading the first sentence of nearly every chapter, and those are genius, usually short sentences that lead directly into her new topic. She returns to some themes and ideas over and over, but using a different view each time, even when the language is similar. It reminds me of conversations with friends over time where certain experiences and ideas arise, again, in new contexts. People who pick this up will be rewarded by Gay's remarkable writing, seen in the ways she uses language and organizes her thoughts. This is a near-perfect choice for readers who are drawn to complex characters and to those who value good writing. Often when I finish a book, I'll step back from it and ask myself to draft a one-sentence summary of it. Somehow it seems right to have 2 summaries of this book. One is, a good girl who was 12 is gang-raped, tells no one, and gains a lot of weight in order to put distance between herself and the world. The second is, a remarkably smart and articulate woman who knows a lot about being female, being black, and being physically very large, tells how she sees the world, and the world sees her, and how those things have contributed to her successful writing career. Standing alone, neither of those summaries works. Together, they come close to describing this book, Hunger, by Roxane Gay. An interesting footnote to this book is that in April of 2018, Gay wrote an essay telling that she had undergone weight loss surgery. She wrote, I capitulated to a procedure after more than 15 years of resistance and had a sleeve gastrectomy at the UCLA Ronald Reagan Hospital in January of 2018. I told only a few people. I did not tell my family. I felt in equal parts hope, defeat, frustration, and disgust. This information casts a new light onto this memoir and leads me to be very curious about what Roxane Gay will write about herself in the years ahead. You've been listening to All About Books on NET Radio. Podcasts of this and other programs are available online when you visit netnebraska.org/radio. For All About Books, I'm Pat Leach.